Freaks, it's Wednesday, November 28th, 2018. Coming up on the program today, watching a man cut his dick off, plus a very special arts and crafts corner, dirty old crappy penises, and rhino boners. The very dick-centric episode of DV, coming up now!
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
The guy, he's in the dirty underwear or something. I don't know, he's sniff freak.
Yeah, Tim Henson back here with you for the Wednesday podcast. Got a great show for you today. If you're new to the program, what do you need to know? Well, here on DV, we share weird, gross, inappropriate artifacts from the internet. Some of it is good-natured, some of it is mean-spirited, some of it is X-rated. Some of the content may be illegal, depending on which state or country you reside in. You're going to have to self-police that. You know, if you're not supposed to listen to something, either be a goody-two-shoes and turn off the podcast, or join us here on the dark side! Yes, Distorted View Daily features the worst of the internet. That's really all you need to know. At the top of the program today, I have got a clip of a girl talking to a guy online, and she makes him cut his cock with razor blades. Now, if you can get a guy to slice off his dick with razor blades on Chatterbait, chances are he's given this some thought before. He's been contemplating this for a while, because chopping your dick off is not a spur-of-the-moment decision, unless you're on drugs. And I don't know the whole backstory here, so that is always a possibility. However, to me, it seems like both parties are excited about this. The woman at first is a little leery. She thinks some foul play is at hand here.
It's real. I don't want to be in the car.
It's not real.
Oh, no, what are you doing? You're messed up.
Yeah, he's starting to slice his dick. He's just sort of taking the razor blade and making his cock bleed.
How did he do?
Dude, what is he doing?
He's cutting it off, though. It's not real.
Yeah, he's going up and down the shaft like he's shaving meat.
What an idiot. You gotta cut it all off, though. Like, so you cannot have children. Because I want to know that you will not have babies after you're gone.
It's actually bleeding.
Oh, there's a couple of women there. Come on over, we'll have some wine, we'll get on Chatterbait, talk to some guys, it'll be hilarious. Little did she know, it would turn into a Hellraiser. I still don't think she's convinced this is really happening. I love it because she's desperately trying to sound like she's not shocked by what she's seeing, but you know she is.
Yeah, it is. I'm pretty sure it's fake.
This is just some Hollywood magic.
Right, like, give me a thumbs up. If you're real, do it.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. Cut it right off. Stop being a wuss.
Yeah, he gives her the thumbs up on cam, proving that this is live and real. But she's not satisfied. She's like, you need to cut your dick off faster! And it's like, he's using a tiny little razor. You can't cut your cock root off with a single Bic blade. Maybe if you were using a Gillette Mach 3... might help speed things along, but they're acting like this guy's a pussy. Stop hesitating, asshole! Chop that motherfucker right off!
Cut off. No children.
I mean...
No children.
Give him some time here.
He said you cut it off.
He's starting to saw his dick.
He's messed up.
At the base, even. Snagglepuss.
Are we actually watching? There's worse things out there. This guy's an idiot, and I'm watching him be an idiot.
Again, she's really trying to come off like she's not shocked, but she'll say things like, we should minimize the window and just let him cut his dick off, and we'll check back later. There are worse things on the internet. This is genital mutilation. He's decocketating himself. Blood is spurting. It's bad.
It's one thing to cut your wrists and your thighs.
Yeah, but he's not going to have kids, so it's fine.
Yeah, he's doing humanity a favor here.
Freaking weirdo. You said you'd cut it off. You didn't say you'd freaking play around. Cut it right off.
That is going to hurt for like, the rest of your life.
Yeah, I don't care. He's an idiot. He deserves it.
I hope this guy's fetish isn't hearing women scream and cry in horror, because he is not getting that reaction from these broads. And just like the fetish of, like, ball popping, you can only really enjoy this a limited amount of times. Like with ball pop, you got two balls. You can have women step on each of your balls, and that's it. If cutting your dick off makes you horny, you got one shot at this. And this might not be the best audience for you if you're expecting a lively reaction.
What an idiot. Why do that? I don't think it's for real.
Yeah, you're stupid.
In pain.
Like, he's just going away.
Like, he just does this on him. He's all, dude, we got the one time that somebody would be cutting their dick off.
That's what's so great about the internet. Never know what you're going to get.
Like, the one time.
Dude, we're never speaking of this again.
Dude, we should, like, put him in a corner so that he actually, like, cuts it off.
Oh, God.
But we haven't seen him. That's what we're going to do. And then we're just going to come back like, oh.
You don't have a dick anymore. Part of it is just lying on the counter. And that's pretty much where the video ends. So we don't get to see him complete the decocketation. But, you know, I've been doing this show so long, that's nothing new. Like, I've seen my fair share of missing dicks. All right, let's move on. I have got a U-tard update. This is actually a face-tard. He's on Facebook mostly. Daddy Long Neck, you remember him, right? He's been very active lately, and he's still very horny.
Hey, Daddy Long Neck here. I see you looking at my ass, mommies. Yeah, I need a spanking. I need it nice and hard. Nice and hard. So, mommy, spank me hard.
That's not hard. His ass is so weird. I mean, you don't actually see his butt. He's wearing shorts. If you've never seen Daddy Long Neck, I'll try to make today's featured image a picture of him. He's very thin. I think there's something wrong with him medically. Or this is a birth defect or something. He's got a very long neck. He's got like a lollipop head. And, you know, he's freakishly anorexically thin.
Spank it nice and hard, mommy.
What?
I've been a bad boy. I need me a hard, nice spanking.
Not too hard. She'll either break her hand on your bony ass, or she'll knock you into the air, right? He's so thin. Mommy.
Spank me extra hard.
Spank my ass hard. He also has recorded a rap song, because of course he has. This is called Litty Like a Titty. And I had to look up what the fuck Litty meant. Apparently it just means like, you're lit. You're super lit.
Litty like a titty. Litty like a titty.
Tits are pretty lit, I have to agree with you.
Litty long neck. I'ma take your bitch. Lots of jealous ass haters always talking shit. Damn long neck. You got them holding check. She my navy in a gravy, baby. I just want the neck. I just want the check. I'm all about the rock. And before you hit my spot, you better watch your tuna box.
I do like that term, tuna box. That's what Daddy Long Neck has been up to. Also posted recently a new episode of my favorite TV show, a public access program hosted by three mentally disabled people. It's called Community Corner, and they have done something amazing, freaks. Now, typically, they don't stray from their format, which is you've got the three guys, you've got a do it, and the one who talks like this. I don't know their names, but I think one of them is like something do it, right? Anyway, they typically just, all three guys just sit there and take turns asking a guest questions. And the guest is always someone who works with the mentally disabled. In theory, it's a very boring show. What makes it great are their voices. And yeah, I know I'm a monster for making fun of a handicapped person's voice. Remember at the beginning of the show when I said some of the stuff is mean-spirited? This is exactly what I'm talking about, new listeners. All right, so this episode, I guess it's holiday-themed or something. They're doing arts and crafts, and it is a total disaster. They have a guest on who, you know, works with a handicap, but he's also a graphic designer. So they say. This guy, I don't think he really has any artistic abilities, because he's like, all right, here's what we're going to do. We're all going to draw gold trees for 2019. It's basically a tree, and each branch lists a goal you have for next year, right? And he shows off his gold tree. It looks like, you know when you're in kindergarten and you make those turkeys out of an outline of your hand? That's what his looks like. You know, he's a graphic designer, sure, okay.
So pleased to welcome to Community Corner our guest today, right? My friend, Mitchell Allen Cooper. As well as beginning my support staff, Mitchell is a graphic artist. Today we're hoping to complete a project that will highlight you out there, our viewers, our dreams, our goals, and the new year.
I could listen to these guys talk all day.
Before we begin our project, Mitchell, I have a question to ask of you this afternoon, my friend. The question is this. Please tell us about yourself, what your art degree is in, and why, and from, and why you became involved with people.
From, why, and what?
All right, we'll start it off.
His questions are always the same. It's that same piece of paper with the same five questions on it. Talk about who you are, and where you came from, and where you went to school. I mean, the main question I have about this kid is, where did he get that voice from? He talks as if he's from another time. It's not something you normally see in retarded kids, right? They typically don't put on accents or affectations. Well, tell us, my good sir, what shall we be making this fine evening?
So
Mitchell, what are we doing today, my good man?
My good man! See what I mean?
What are we doing today?
Where the hell did he pick that up? All right, so I already told you they're going to be making goal trees, and the first problem is when they're trying to decide what color to make their tree. Green is the obvious choice, right?
I'm thinking of mine.
A mix.
I'm thinking probably something around like a greenish color, like a forest green color.
Oh. After much contemplation and deliberation, I've decided to go with a green. I'm going to make my tree green. Like, why even say that? That's what's expected. It would be one thing, like, I'm going to make my tree hot pink.
That's what I'm thinking, too.
Great minds think alike. Yeah, I'm going to go with green. That is not a woman, by the way. That's a man.
Trees?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got some green leaves. We got orange leaves, red leaves, yellow leaves. So if you want to start thinking about...
You could just take those orange leaves and flush them down the fucking toilet. Because my man, Aaron DeWitt, said he wants green. And by fuck, you better give him green, motherfucker.
How you want to decorate the trees, we can...
This poor guy's trying to explain how the gold tree works, but the paint is already out, so the host's attention have drifted to that. Like, I want blue! I think I want purple! And I don't think they're grasping the concept of the gold tree. There's so many great little clips.
Do you want to put some chicken on your tree?
Chicken!
Yeah, chicken. I'm not a chicken, Mitchell.
Bawk, bawk.
Exactly. I hope you're not.
Good chicken impression.
Bawk, bawk.
Bawk, bawk. What's your goal for 2019, chicken? Aaron seems to be having a little trouble with his goal tree. He doesn't know how to paint, and he's very self-conscious about his painting.
There's no right or wrong way, Aaron. Just slap on that.
Who cares?
Aaron, for those of you who don't know, is the guy who sounds like he's a wind instrument.
Who cares?
Aaron, didn't you say you wanted to learn the stock market?
Yeah, I do. That's why.
You want to make $1 million?
He's going to play the stock market. Well, if I can do it. Look, I'm the idiot who invested in Sears about a month ago.
Yeah, that'd be me.
What are you going to do with $1 million?
Yeah.
Invest.
Invest in what?
Can't do any worse.
Amazon.
I'll invest in Starbucks.
Safe bet there.
And
Nintendo probably.
Maybe some mutual funds.
Guys, I should totally take all of their stock advice. All right, I'm going to invest in Amazon and Starbucks. We'll see how I do.
Nintendo!
Nintendo! Oh, my goodness.
I'll probably invest in some
fedoras, because you sound like a douche who would wear a fedora. You look exquisite today, my lady. We hear a lot from Aaron and the m'lady guy, but we don't hear a lot from the third host. That guy.
See, my mom.
There he is.
Had a sign in our house. It says, one pine spot.
Oh, okay. That's why we don't hear from him, because he talks fucking nonsense. What? A pine box? No one knows what you're talking about, idiot. Know who your audience is.
My goal
is some lighter colors.
Everyone's talking at once.
Because you're going to start to lose your tree.
In 2019.
So you're going to start doing some light colors around it.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Community Corner Holiday Special.
I am looking to meet some fine young women this coming year. I will take them back and court them and treat them like the women they deserve to be treated as.
All right. I think it's time for some constructive criticism. First, for the part that I liked. I like that they weren't just interviewing someone. They were doing something, right? Because typically, every episode, it's the same questions. It's kind of boring, right? I like to hear more of the hosts interacting with one another. The thing that I think could be improved is maybe they get a normal brain person as kind of the ringleader. Keep everything focused and on track. It's fucking anarchy on this show. You need to rein that in. All right, so there you go. The most recent episode of Community Corner. And finally, before we get into the news today, I've got an awkward altercation. This happened in Australia. Apparently, this guy went to an apartment complex to drop his 7-year-old daughter off at a play date. He was standing in the driveway of the apartment complex trying to figure out where the entrance was. That's when a woman came storming out saying, "This guy does not belong there and he needs to leave immediately."
Which unit are you in?
None of your business.
Oh, but you said you own the whole building, so if I just...
Yeah, so that's none of your business.
Why not? But you're telling me that I'm on your property, so I think I'm entitled to understand if you live
there. You are the most irritating, stupid worm of a man I've seen for a long time.
Well, it's only early today. Mm. I'm sure you can improve on that.
You've got no permission to film me, you worm.
I've got it on video that you have your permission.
You have no permission.
You just gave me permission.
And I've taken it away.
You have, but now I'm on public land. I can video anything.
Yeah, I mean, he's standing on the sidewalk now, so she can't really do anything aside from yell at him, call him a worm. This poor little girl, she just wants to go on a play
date. Ignorant,
but see, it's fine to raise myself, but if I had to come to your
you're
level,
a degradation.
I have to put on a couple of pounds.
You're a degradation.
To, probably not be married. Never
you're a
kids.
Degradation.
Pretend to own a building that I don't
degradation
own.
Is what you are.
So after this altercation, the guy did some research. This woman does not own the property. This isn't her apartment building. She owns a couple of apartments in the building, which she rents out. Those apartments were gifted to her by her parents. I guess she acts like she owns the fucking place.
Yeah, it's on video, sweetheart, so you can't.
Don't
make
call
up
me
anymore.
Sweetheart,
okay,
you
darling.
Animal piece of
darling,
garbage.
It's all on video.
You're an
darling.
Animal.
I know, darling. You told me, sweetheart. So it's on video.
Get back.
So you can't make
to
things
your
up
dirty
anymore.
4-bedroom
because
home.
It's all right here.
And get
so
off
you
my
try and
property.
Make up-
That's an odd insult. Go back to your dirty 4-bedroom house. 4 bedrooms, you're not doing too bad for yourself. Better than living in a shitty apartment.
That is what I would say.
Go and tweak your bloody dirty old...
Dirty old now.
Dirty old crappy penis.
Old now.
Dirty old crappy penis, because that's where everything's coming from.
Oh, no, look out.
Your dirty old bloody rotten damn penis.
That's now swearing in front of
now
a child.
Now get out.
And wait.
Dirty old crappy penis. Now that is an insult.
First thing
walking
you've said today,
down onto my property, you piece of
don't do it.
Get do out it. Of Neutral Bay. You're not suitable to live here with your daughter
it is
and
getting
your
old
dog.
Now. It's getting old now, that one.
With your daughter and yeah. your
it's getting
and
old
your
now.
Dog.
It's getting really old. All you right, got anything else for me?
No.
No other pearls of wisdom?
Get out.
Out of Neutral Bay. What the hell is Neutral Bay? It sounds like a cool place to live. Very futuristic. Like, that's like a city in an anime. Future time Tokyo. I live in Neutral Bay. Guys, I know I have some Australian listeners. Is Neutral Bay like a hoity-toity place? This woman is making it out like, no children or dogs are allowed in Neutral Bay. Just the single and wealthy. So take you, your daughter, your dog, and your crappy penis out of here. Degradation. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now.
Today's secret word is...
degradation.
When you hear...
degradation.
Lose your fucking mind. Just go crazy! All right, real quick, if you guys are not Sideshow members and you want to become a true and honorable freak, get full access to the entire archive of programs. I've been at this since December 2004, so there are thousands of shows to listen to. Plus, every week we do exclusive programs just for paying freaks. You can sign up right now. The Black Friday / Cyber Monday deals are still going on because I haven't taken down the page yet. I've got to do that today. It's your last chance to get $5 monthly memberships or $50 yearly memberships or even a lifetime membership for $250. Not a bad deal at all. go to superfreaksideshow.com right now. Sign up. Yesterday we did an exclusive show, and tomorrow we'll be doing another one. So how about that? Great time to sign up. Best time of the year to sign up, really. Superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, I am not going to even pretend to understand what options trading is. I'm an idiot. I don't even really know what stock trading is. That's pretty evident, again, considering my purchase of Sears stocks. Those are down, by the way. Things aren't looking good for Sears. My $50 investment is now worth, I think, $39. So, whoops. Who would have saw that coming? Oh, yeah, everyone. Because I invested literally like 3 weeks ago after Sears announced they were basically declaring bankruptcy. It was a long shot. But you gotta risk it to make money. Speaking of risking it, a risky natural gas bet went awry, resulting in hundreds of millions of dollars lost. It took down this entire company, actually. Volatile commodity markets, see, I don't understand any of those words, often lead to colossal failures, as the founder of the Tampa, Florida, of course.
Florida! A real fucked up city!
Yes, the founder of a Tampa, Florida-based options firm acknowledged his failure in a bizarre 10-minute YouTube confession in the recent days. In the video, a money manager named James Cordier tells his 290 clients that he couldn't navigate a rogue wave that hit as oil and natural gas markets gyrated, ooh, sexy, severely. Again, I'm not going to pretend to understand this. According to one Ohio lawyer who has talked to several customers of Cordier's, I guess his name, his firm, optionsellers.com, the lawyer said that the trader had piled into a risky position in natural gas derivatives and that he did so without hedging to prevent steep losses. So he didn't put some of his money in other stuff in case something crashed, I guess. The position was complicated, but in essence, a sharp increase in natural gas prices would mean investment losses for Cordier. And that's exactly what happened. Natural gases spiked 18% in one day on November 14th. That means OptionSellers.com lost like $290 million. On November 15th, OptionSellers.com sent customers an email entitled Catastrophic Loss Event, which is not something you want to hear from the man you've just given your entire life savings to. In the email, it basically says that all of their money was lost and they could owe even more to a firm called International FC Stone, which handled the trades for option sellers. I have the video here. It's like 10 minutes long. I'm not going to play the whole thing. The first part is him saying, I don't consider you guys customers. I always consider you family, which is like meaningless. Do you know how many companies use that same bullshit line? When you're here, you're family. That's Olive Garden's slogan. So that doesn't comfort me at all. Besides, you lost all my money. I could do that on my own just by giving it to family members. Oh, no, it'll be a loan. I'll give it back to you next paycheck. Yeah, okay. We all know how that goes. Anyway, then he starts thanking individual clients in weird ways.
A client in Kansas City. Thank you so much for the barbecue sauce.
And I'm sure if the client was there with you right now, he would say, thank you for losing $15 million of my dollars. It's a pretty fair trade, right? I give you barbecue sauce. You destroy my fucking life. Again, this is not stuff clients who just lost a bunch of money want to hear from you.
For a client in Marseille, my wife and I were certainly looking forward to joining you in the French Riviera.
Yeah, this guy's the real victim here. He's not going to be able to take a trip to the French Riviera this year. Boo-hoo. You guys are so selfish. You should be thinking about the CEO of OptionSellers.com.
And I always talked about steering your investment like a boat.
Well, he didn't say what boat. Turns out it was the Titanic. But again, technically, I guess he didn't lie there. Then he just sort of breaks down like a little bitch. Again, this is not something you want to hear your stockbroker or your funds manager sounding like.
I am so sorry that I was unable to manage the rogue wave that hit us this week.
He's really going all in on that boat metaphor, huh?
And I'm sorry that this rogue wave capsized our boat.
Stop reminding these people they're not going to be able to afford another boat, and they might have to sell their current boat, dick. Oh, great. Back to the story here. More stuff I'm not going to understand. In a statement on Wednesday, INTLFC, I guess it's International FC Stone, acknowledged unprecedented volatility in natural gas markets last week that caused liquidity stress for some of its customers. Although well-collateralized, accounts managers by a commodities trading advisor, optionsellers.com, had to be liquidated as a result of these moves. Liquidation of these accounts was in accordance with our customer agreements and our obligations under market regulations and standards. Later on in the video, the guy was like, I don't know if he's stuck with the boat metaphor, but he was like, I just want you to know our website is still floating in the water. I've got my crew swabbing down the poop deck. I don't know. He said that the website will be around for some time. He'll have people answering phones, you know, if you have questions like, where's my money, bitch? Answer, it's all gone. But yeah, apparently that wasn't even true because the website options, that's a hard word to say for me, optionsellers.com was taken down, online profiles taken down. A representative for Option Sellers, in response to an inquiry, said, this is our client's private business. We're in communication with them, just not the public. So there you go. Hopefully you are not, or we're not a client of optionsellers.com. All right. Second story we have for you today. The FDA has issued a warning about a black market male enhancement pill that causes prolonged erections. The dubious drug is sold under variations of the name Rhino at gas stations and convenience stores, usually in single dose packets, but it contains potentially dangerous ingredients. Yeah, well, so does regular medication. You've heard the side effects listed in those commercials. Bloody stool, blurred vision, night terrors, leprosy. All right, I think sometimes I just feel like the FDA is just jealous because convenience store medicines work better than the real stuff. All right, it contains potentially dangerous ingredients, including some not listed on the package. Some of the hidden ingredients are similar to those found in prescription erectile dysfunction pills like Viagra and Cialis. Just proving my point that, yeah, it seems like the FDA is pissed off because this works. The dick pills work better than Viagra. You will have prolonged erections. Who doesn't want that? As long as it's not too prolonged. The FDA said it's received reports of people who've experienced chest pains, severe headaches, and extended erections after taking Rhino pills. Some cases resulted in surgical intervention and hospitalization due to extreme drops in blood pressure. Well, I have high blood pressure to begin with. I should just take Rhino pills as blood pressure control medication. It'll save me so much time and money going to doctors, getting legit prescriptions. You can just stop at the Speedway and pick up my pills and get a big, fat, thick boner. More than 25 different Rhino products sold under names like Platinum Rhino 25,000, Crazy with two Z's and with a K, Crazy Rhino 25,000, and Gold Rhino 25,000 have been identified as containing secret ingredients.
The secret ingredient is foreskin from Korean babies.
I'm just kidding. That's ridiculous. Everyone knows Korean baby foreskin is used to rejuvenate facial skin and give it that shiny, pre-cummy glow. Celebrities love that. All right, where are we at here? More than 25 different Rhino products, have been identified as containing a secret ingredient. The pills are sold on eBay and Amazon as well. The hidden ingredients are, something called PDE5. Phosphodiesterase type 5 inhibitors, which could interact with nitrates in prescription drugs used to treat people with diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or heart disease. Quote, over the past few years, the FDA has been combating the retail sale of male enhancement drug products that are frequently misrepresented as dietary supplements. That's according to Donald D. Ashley, director of the Office of Compliance in the FDA Centers for Drug Evaluation and Research. Last month, a South Korean, national believed to be living in the Los Angeles area illegally was busted for smuggling drugs in order to produce the shady male enhancement pills. I'd check his suitcase for baby foreskins, too. Nam Hun Lee, 60, had been illegally importing Tadalafil or something, or Solidafil. Oh, yeah, the shit that's in Viagra, those active ingredients, from Hong Kong and China, and he was using them to create non-prescription herbal male sexual enhancement products. The pills were sold under the names like Rhino, Orgasin, Black Panther, Libigro, Black Stallion, and Black Mamba. Oh, there you go. And finally today, well, this is a scary-ass story. An experienced skydiving instructor plunged to his death while flying tandem with a student in Maine. Not because something went wrong, but because he wanted to commit suicide. He released his own safety harness. Could you imagine if you were this guy's student? Your instructor unlatches and you watch him plummet to the ground. Now you're left alone to skydive. You gotta maneuver this. You're super high up. You don't see the ground, right? I hope this wasn't like the first day of classes. Like, here's what we're gonna do. I'm gonna take you up and we're gonna go flying so you can get an idea of what it's all about. I'll control the whole thing. You just sit back and relax. Then when we land, we'll start studying and really learn the concepts of everything that goes into controlling a fucking whatever, hand glider, whatever, sky, whatever, parachute. I guess, you know, what is there to do, really, aside from pulling the cord? I was thinking hang gliding, which is, there's a little more to it, right? You gotta control. Yeah, with a parachute, when you skydive, you just sort of fall and then eventually let the parachute go. As long as you can figure that out, you're golden. The unidentified student landed safely with the parachute and quickly contacted police, as if the police can do anything at this point. Call the ambulance, too! No. I don't think we're gonna have to put doctors on standby. There's nothing you can really do. He's like a pancake. All right, they found Bickford's body the next day about 750 feet southwest of the Lebanon Airport runway by a search and rescue team. Maine's medical examiner concluded this week that Bickford's death was a suicide. Quote, Brett was an amazing, smart young man. Those who knew Brett knew he had a free spirit of life to live one day at a time. Brett's smile and laughter live on in all who knew him. You know, most suicides are like committed by people who do it in private, right? It's a very solitary experience. You hang yourself, you OD on pills, you shoot yourself in the head. Usually there's no one around. This guy actually had someone else strapped to him. Can't get any closer to someone. A two-month investigation concluded Bickford loosened his harness midair and that it was intentional. Police said they spoke with other skydiving instructors and industry officials who all concluded that no experienced skydiver would loosen a parachute harness by mistake. He's like, ah, this harness is digging into my skin. I'm just going to loosen it, get a little more comfortable. Woo! Steve McCausland, a spokesman for the Maine Department of Public Safety, told the newspaper that Bickford, who had been an instructor, did not leave a suicide note. Nicole Kareen, director of sports promotion for the U.S. Parachute Association, said that tandem skydiving has a solid safety record with an average of one student fatality per 500,000 tandem jumps over the past decade. I still don't like those odds. I much prefer my odds, which are 0 in 7 billion or something, because I will never jump out of a goddamn plane. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Oh, freaks. I feel it coming on. I'm totally going to get sick. I can feel it in my throat. I feel it in my fucking cunt. My cunt fucking hurts. So I'm going to try to take care of myself the best I can. And, you know, do a show tomorrow. See how we're doing. Hopefully Friday I'll be able to do a show. I mean, I'm just preparing you guys for this. You know, I will make up for anything I miss. But I think I'm going to be okay. Everyone around me has gotten sick in the past, like, 3 weeks. And I really thought I was going to avoid it completely. But I don't know. We'll see how it goes. Could be a false alarm, you know. That's happened in the past. Let's check in with a few freaks. First up, a couple patron members.
What's going on, Tim? Your sideshow freak, human garbage. I couldn't even make it through all of that Lyft call without just getting fucking furious.
Oh, yeah, yesterday, I think it was on the Sideshow exclusive program, we played audio of a Lyft driver and a passenger going at it. Usually when I play these like Uber confrontations, they're like fighting. This was a little bit different because the passenger was a woman, driver was a guy, woman was drunk and very super horny, and she was just trying to get this Lyft driver to fuck her, and he didn't want anything to do with her.
Because I have an ex, and her name is Amy, and you said that, you just fucking triggered me. Trigger warning! But yeah, like, this bitch is so thirsty. She wants so badly to get some dicking. She needs some dicking in the worst way. It's always like this with women. They are mental children. They have no agency. They imprint like animals. I'm not fucking surprised, dude.
I feel like maybe some of my female listeners might disagree with you. There's some wild accusations being made here. Ladies, call in to defend yourself. Are you thirsty? Are you mental midgets?
How you doing? How you doing? Anyway, I'll talk to you later. Love you.
Well, there you go.
Bye, boo.
Human garbage has some strong opinions.
Hey, Timmy, Tony Prolapse.
Chill up.
Sorry, just to clarify, TJ from Chicago called in. I didn't call the bitch about Timmy taking the day off. I called the bitch because Timmy was advocating for the Sideshow and all these shows and, you know, how he does a show every day, stuff like that. And then on the free side, sorry, on the Sideshow side, he takes the day off right after.
Well, it just sort of happened that way, and, you know, I made up for it. I always do, right?
And I just thought it was funny that he was like, oh, I do a show every day. Best of show. Timmy, you can take all the days you want off. I don't care.
Well, thank you. Yeah, TJ called in.
Just calling you out because I thought.
TJ called in yesterday, and he was defending my honor. He's my protector. He's my big, strong man. All right, let's do one more here. I think this is it.
Hey, Tim, it's Riza again.
Riza.
I was just calling because I was thinking you should do an interview with me. I was going to send you photos, but I was like, you know what? He should just call me and we should do an interview on the show.
Why?
I could tell you all about how you turned me into a trainee from listening to your show. And my dad beating me. It was great. I loved it. But yeah, if you want to see my dick get ripped up, please follow me on Instagram. God bless. Bye.
All right. Well, you didn't give me your Instagram account. I would like to see that. Also, I don't necessarily believe that this is a real trans person, so I will need to see pictures. And yes, I am very interested in interviewing you about how your daddy beat you and how, even though your dad beat you, I'm the one that turned you into a tranny. Okay, that makes a lot of fucking sense. Maybe those right-wing conservative Christian people are right. Transgender is a mental illness. Nutty ass bitch calling in, blaming me. All right, no, but I would like to talk to you. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. DistortedView.com is our official website. Voicemail for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
Degradation.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. If you're Sideshow Freaks, I'll see you back tomorrow. Otherwise, I'll be back on Friday. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
The craziest thing I have done, I ran across the street and I never looked.